Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the Brown family of Amalthea Organic Dairy in Belgrade through their summer season. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, the other Sarah Brown shows up at the farm to pick up the milk. Sarah's vehicle is unmistakable. It's a
Ford F-350 custom milk truck from the 1970s, and this thing is a relic.
Sarah starts estimating how much milk she'll get.
I think we'll probably get about 3,800 pounds today.
It's early summer, and the goats are out on the lush sub-irrigated pasture, which boosts their milk production. But it's Wednesday, and she already picked up milk once this week. Siphoning the milk from the tank to the truck is the least of what Sarah's doing today. Farming's like that. It's a laundry list of tedious tasks that, on the face of it, don't look very much like farming at all.
Most of it is cleaning and also paperwork. I am happily in charge of a lot of the paperwork and testing and keeping up on any of the temperature requirements, that type of thing that needs to be done. So it's not the most fun. Short straw, youngest one.
Sarah gets her sample bags ready to test the milk.
Every time we pick up milk, we take three samples. And one of the samples we use to run our tests, one of the samples is used as a temperature control, and the final sample is for our milk inspector. She comes pretty frequently to pick up the samples and run them through the state milk lab at Montana State University.
So for the cleaning, it's every step of the way. Bleaching the dipsticks, pumping disinfectant through the tank, and sterilizing everything you can think of.
The detergent is run first to clean and wash the tank. The acid cycle is then run to remove any fats or proteins that are stuck to the sides of the tank, and then we do a bleach cycle to sanitize it for the afternoon milking.
Now it's time for the record keeping and to see if her earlier prediction of 3,800 pounds is accurate.
This is our milk measuring stick. It's measured in centimeters, and we ended up with 56.7 centimeters. 3,550 pounds of milk. 3,550 pounds. We will also record the current temperature of the milk, which is 38 degrees, and the time we picked up, which is 11:40 a.m. on the 12th. We are now ready to transfer our milk to the bulk tank to take to the cheese processing facility.
It takes about 7 minutes for the milk tank to drain into the milk truck parked in front. From there, it'll be driven the 6 or so miles to the cheesemaking facility, where it goes into production straight away.
This will be turned into a chèvre, which is our base for most of our flavored cheeses. About every 2 weeks, we do a batch of feta, so we'll pull 800 pounds of milk from the bulk tank and make that into a small batch feta. And then once a month, right now, we're making ricotta. Ricotta, before the cheese is bagged, will be cooked again to create a different complexity in the cheese. Typically, ricotta is lighter and a little bit grainier than the chèvre.
Sarah's loaded up and ready to fire up the old goat.
We're done.
Next week, Nathan prepares his stand for the first Gallatin Valley Farmers Market of the season.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.